Well, as we head into the end of the month and the quarter, the trading activity on the bond market remains rather moderate as rising COVID-19 cases dent investor sentiment once again. Michelle Wahlberg from RMB joins us now with a closer look at some of the latest activity we are seeing in the fixed income space right now. Thanks so much, Michelle, for your time this evening. So US bond yields have really been a focus for markets globally. How sensitive are SA government bonds still to the moves that we are seeing on that end?
Hi, Alicia. Thanks so much for having me on the show. So we seem to have, the US Treasury market seems to have calmed down a fair amount. We're not seeing these violent moves up in the US 10-year. So the fact that it's remained below 170 for a while has provided some type of calm to our SA markets. But the markets are still very sensitive to external issues at the moment. You know, if we have a local event driving markets, for instance, last week's MPC meeting, where they kept rates on hold, rates initially rallied, and we just didn't see that follow through. So that just goes to show how sensitive the market is to global factors driving bonds at the moment.
Yeah. What are we looking at? Because it has come hand in hand with a drying up of liquidity, right? And that more so as a result of contagion from other emerging markets, the likes of Brazil, Turkey as well.
Yes. So, I mean, Brazil, Turkey and Russia have all hiked rates over the last 2 weeks or so. And there has been very bad volatility there. And, you know, I think what happens when you can't get out of position in your Turkey or your Russian portfolio, you start selling South Africa as a proxy for EM. And we've seen that from offshore fund managers, you know, trying to create liquidity and just cutting positions in SA because they're getting burned in the likes of Turkey and Brazil. So there's definitely been that type of contagion on our own markets. Our own market has been illiquid as well, given what's happening in global yields. I think liquidity has become a little bit better over the last week or so. We're not as bad as Turkey and Brazil at the moment, but it still is sketchy. And given the fact that there is a lot of there are a lot of guys going on holiday over the next few weeks, and we've got US non-farm payrolls on Friday, which is a public holiday in South Africa, we can expect that volatility and certain liquidity conditions to remain.
Amidst it all, Michelle, locally there's been a reduction in auction issuances as well. So how have the markets reacted to that?
So the markets actually reacted relatively positive to that. That was a lot bigger. The reduction that they announced was a lot bigger than most of the economists had predicted. So that is a very positive development. Tomorrow is the first auction that we have where they will be issuing the reduced amounts of bonds on offer. Mm-hmm. We've seen the curve steepen a little bit on the back of that because they're only issuing the back end of the curve, so 37s, 44s, and 48s. And we also have a switch auction on Thursday, which is driving that back end of the curve higher. But if we should see a positive auction next week, tomorrow, I think we will start seeing bonds rally, you know, provided there's a good global backdrop, you know, good risk on move globally. I mean, I think the fact that they've cleared the ship in the Suez Canal, you know, might help commodity prices. And I think that whole good news effect is going to possibly drive bond yields lower.
On that note, let's leave it there. Michelle, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Michelle Wahlberg from RMB.